When I went to elementary school, there was a specific incident, and I don't know if I can say on radio, with nothing immoral, but kids fool around in the bathroom. And I think by sixth grade, a friend of mine was next to me, and he turns around and he shoots his urine in my face. And kids do that in my face. I mean, he wasn't being malicious in my face. He just fooling around. However, while somebody might brush that off, I was pretty much germ phobic. So it wasn't only the unpleasantness of tasting urine, it was the thought that I had been contaminated. It's horrible. I was in the Army, and the reason I made it through is I would hold my bladder pretty much during the day, and in the middle of the night, wake up to go and use the bathroom, where 99% of the time, no one was there, they were sleeping. However, I would not advise anybody to go into service who had a severe form of this condition, because there's no way that they would be any use to anybody. I could see them being shot by the enemy or by friendly fire. That's how serious this can be.
But I think all of us learn ways that we can cope with having this condition. Obviously, the three of us have lived through this. We're all still here and alive because we've learned to cope.
There's another guy I know who, I think he had a master's degree in some field, and he decided to become underemployed, and he took a paper route for the New York Times in the city at night, so that he could go around to different places, drop off the newspapers, and know which stores he could go into that were safe to pee in. You know, okay, I can go into this store, there's a bathroom in the back, I can lock the door, and I know no one's going to come and want to use it because it's 4 a.m. in the morning.
When I went to my first workshop, I had probably not been successful using a public men's room for 45 years. On Sunday afternoon, after having been at the workshop for a day and a half, I went into a mall restroom and stood beside Steve Seufer and was successful at using the urinal for the first time since I had been in elementary school. Since then, it has been unusual for me to go more than a week without making a point of going into a public bathroom someplace to practice.
Maybe now we should go to a restroom.
Tinkle so he can record it.
You know, that would be amazing, but it's not necessary.
Well, I think I could.
Isn't that the true test of success?
The ultimate test, right?
Yeah, being recorded.
Each person could go in front of Hamad. We would master the higher levels.
How are the bathrooms up here?
There are two urinals and two stalls, right? And a handicap stall.
I'm wondering if maybe I should try to pee.
Great, I'll hold the mic for you.
I can hold it myself.
Where should we stand? Really, we don't have to be on top of you. We can be on the side.
I don't think I'll be able to do it at the urinal. Maybe I'll do it at
okay.
The stall.
Okay, whatever.
Just stay right here?
Sure.
Okay. 3, 4. All right. All right, now I have to get the sound of a zipper, so just 1 second for silence. Alright, I'm locked and loaded. So you guys normally drink water before this?
Yeah, I get people up to an urgency level of 7 or 8 out of 10. Mm.
Oh, I think I'm going to do it. That just stopped.
What would you like us to sing? We can't do acapella.
Should all the acquaintance be?
Yeah, that's good. Oh, I'm done. Huh. You know what? I didn't have a full bladder, but... Okay.
Have you been able to go under these circumstances prior to this moment?
What do you mean?
Would you be able to go? Three people were standing around waiting, listening.
Oh, waiting for me? No, I don't think so.
Well, but you went.
Huh? Yeah.
You didn't even pay the registration fee.
Got it. You got the bathroom scene.
There is such shame, I think, particularly from men, such shame and embarrassment that goes along with this. I mean, I can think of several people who have come to support group meetings at my house who have never talked with anybody else before about this. And suddenly when they are in a room with two or three other people who know exactly what they are talking about, they will talk and talk and talk and get off their chest what they have kept bottled up inside them for years and years. And the rest of us are just in the room, are just lifted up. It's a great experience.
In the one free morning sun till